to Tom Gelton now at the Pentagon. Tom?
I'm now standing on a hill just to the on the southwest side of the Pentagon, overlooking the Pentagon, of a very good view of the damage. There is a major fire at the Pentagon, and what's more frightening, a big notch has been taken out of the Pentagon. Of the full six-story height of the Pentagon is gone. The notch is about, I'd say, 100 feet, 75 feet wide. So it's taken out a whole notch of the Pentagon on the southwest side. Flames are still shooting out of there. Of course, there's a lot of black smoke. Firefighting equipment is all around. There's also flames on the ground just in front of the Pentagon there, and that, my guess, would be debris from the plane that hit into the Pentagon at that point. So clearly, fire is not under control. There are a lot of fire trucks there. There's a helicopter overhead. But there's got to be major loss of life here at the Pentagon as well as in New York.
There are five rings to the Pentagon. You're looking at the outside of the fifth, the outer ring?
That's, well, the yes, but the notch goes all the way through.
Oh.
Into the, well, I can't see all the way through because of the smoke, but it's a major section, like I say, a notch in the Pentagon that is just gone.
Over to Don Gagne, who is near the White House.
Bob, we have been moved a bit further away. They keep widening the security perimeter here. I'm at the corner of Connecticut and 8th Street, able to look at the White House across Lafayette. It's actually quieted down here in the last 20 minutes or so. We're not getting any official information from any of the White House press personnel. But at 9:41 this morning, so just what, an hour and 15 minutes ago, the White House was evacuated. All the staff, all the press, everybody in there was brought out, and we now wait at this vantage point. There is a representative, a spokesman from the District of Columbia Fire Department here. He has just told us that they have gone to an emergency level of emergency where all off-duty personnel are being called into work. He's not able to speak to any specific threat or anything that may have actually happened at the White House, and we have not, I should make it clear, heard of anything specific. There has been a report of a fire on the wall, which would be on the south side of the White House, but he's telling us that he has gone over there and has not been able to confirm it, has not seen any smoke. There have been ambulances and fire trucks everywhere around here. But again, for now, it's quiet, and we're waiting to see if we can get some more information.
Steve Inskeep might be a little closer. He is near the State Department. Steve?
Bob, I'm actually outside the Pentagon on the highway overlooking the Pentagon. I'm looking at one of the west sides of this. I believe it is what is known as the mall entrance of the Pentagon, and looking at this enormous notch, as I think someone else described it, that has been cut in the building here. It is from the top of the building all the way down to the bottom. Pardon me while that emergency vehicle passes. All the way down to the bottom, and an enormous gap has been cut in this building. Much of the rest of the wall is blackened, and a fire truck is now spraying water on that. I spoke just a little while ago to a U.S. Army lieutenant colonel who was inside the building and not very far. He said that he was in the building. They'd actually turned on the television in the office. They were watching coverage of the explosions at the World Trade Center in New York City, and all of a sudden an enormous explosion rocked their building. They got a bunch of people together and tried to move toward the site of the explosion to rescue people, and were unable to get anywhere near because of what he described as the intense heat. And I have to tell you, Bob, it's been a little while since I've been in the Pentagon, but I believe that is an area where the United States Army has quite a few offices, including some senior officers, and at that time of the morning it would have been very full.
NPR's Steve Inskeep at the Pentagon. Just to recap, there have been plane crashes today in New York City at the World Trade Center. Both towers, the tops of both towers, have now collapsed. There was a plane crash today at the Pentagon in Washington, D.C. Government buildings have been evacuated as a precaution. The president is returning to Washington, and we will be back to you soon with more.